Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship of this podcast channel. It's much appreciated. Do check out the link below. Let's get to the topic for this one. And that is that apparently I read that judges are going to look at giving softer sentences for deprived criminals. What? Yeah. You heard me right. So apparently, yes, like in clown world, nothing surprises me. But yeah, that said, yeah, I gotta admit, it does surprise me a bit. So apparently, anyway, judges have been told to consider more lenient sentences for offenders from deprived or difficult backgrounds. The Sentencing Council has spelt out mitigating factors, which could include deprived or difficult personal background, low educational levels, apparently poverty. If you've been discriminated against, insecure housing. This is what's being considered by at least the Sentencing Council. And this is what they have told judges to bear in mind. So, I mean, again, under a conservative government, we see this incredible lurch to the left. And the judiciary, I mean, I see the judiciary as a major problem. I don't know about you, but I have absolutely zero confidence in the judiciary. I want to stay the hell away from the judiciary, as I don't think they have got my best interests or your best interests at heart, sadly, anymore. And the fact that we've got wokists in the Sentencing Council saying, oh, well, you know, two people have been convicted of exactly the same crime, but one of them, well, somebody said hurty things to them, and that could have been perceived as discrimination. And they lived in a council house, and and they only got one GCSE, so therefore they'll get a softer sentence than the person who had an easy upbringing and who lived in a comfortable house and achieved academic qualifications. Imagine thinking like that. No. And you see, this is how perverse it is. We must all be equal under the law. That's the essence of the law. Everyone. Now, it doesn't work like that if we're being really brutally honest, but the pretense is that it does. This here atomizes even the pretense of all equal under the law. And it means that, you know, the grievance groups, I mean, I'm sure, you know, imagine if a trans was to be convicted of something. I mean, they would probably, rather than given a sentence, they'd probably be given a bonus. Oh, yeah, I'm trans. I've been discriminated against all my life. So much hate given my way. I find you not guilty of everything and here's a Brucey bonus. No. In a way, do I blame the judiciary? Yeah, I do. The people in the Sentencing Council who came up with this patronizing garbage should be kicked off it. But government has a role to play in that. Where is government in all of this? And this is the problem we have. I mean, you know, we are in the dog days of this dying conservative government. I'm going to do another podcast on the conservatives. But we are in the dog days. We can all accept that. And so there seems to be no energy or no will or no fight in them anymore to counter stuff like this. This should be absolutely smacked down. And we should restore the fundamentals of British justice, namely that from the highest in the land to the lowest in the land, we are all subject to the same law and the same sentencing. If they're going to introduce mitigating factors, which are highly politicized and highly woke, then that's distorting everything about the law. Is that what we want? Is that what the Prime Minister wants? Is that what the government wants? I mean, if it is, then, well, we have to assume it is, because unless they strike it down, then they're just going to haplessly shrug their shoulders and go, well, what can we do? I mean, we're only the government. You can't expect us to change things. And that's why this government is going to be absolutely slaughtered at the polls. So softer sentences for the deprived, where the woke card, the victimhood card, the grievance card, the race card can be played to get a lower sentence. And of course, all the lawyers will see that as well. So, you know, my learned friend standing up to you know, seek lenience from the judge for a particular miscreant can then play all these cards, hope, confident that these can then be seen as mitigating factors, which will reduce the sentence, which will mean that the miscreant can either, you know, do less time or get away with lesser fine, and obviously then commit more of the same crime. That's the thing. You know, if you believe that the whole point of the law and the courts are to make sure that if people are duly convicted, that they never commit the same crime, the minute you start discriminating between people, you know, person A and person B, based on these ludicrous woke criteria, then you are undermining, you're throttling any respect that anyone should have for the law, which I would expect to be very much where we are, because as we sit at this point in time in the final days of our civilization, it's probably understandable that the law literally becomes a joke. Thanks for listening.